Hola, and welcome back to Vos Memos. I'm your host, Angela George, and in this episode, I invite you to join me for happy hour. So grab your favorite drink or mocktail, and let's talk about celebrating milestones and living your best life. So grab that shaker and jigger, because you're listening to Vos Memos. Cheers! Oh, that's good. That's so good. Okay, everyone. Well, as you can see, happy Friday. I'm recording this earlier in the week, but for those of you who listen on Friday, I am with you there mentally. So today I'm drinking a dirty martini, which, as I mentioned in the last episode, has been my obsession. My recipe is 2:1:1. So vodka, dry vermouth, Dolin dry vermouth if you care, and then olive brine. And these are my three giant olives, which will be gone by the end of the episode. So definitely comment on the Instagram post what you're drinking during this episode, but I'm very curious to hear at Vos Memos on Instagram. So yeah, it's going to be a chill episode. I have a couple milestones I recently achieved that I want to share, and then I want to give a review of all of my favorite coffee shops, because I've been doing little coffee dates with myself, and some other like ways that I've been living my best life. So let's get into it. Celebrating the little things. First of all, 100 listens on the last episode on YouTube. Crazy. Cheers to that. I really think it calls for a celebration. This podcast didn't start out as a video podcast, but now it is. And I'm really happy because I feel like it's given me more ideas to be creative with the content and kind of show you more about my life. And sometimes we get cameos from Bobby, which is great. Bobby is also living her best life. Just an update there. And yeah, so really excited that the podcast is reaching more people, and I hope that we can kind of grow a little community, because it's really hard to meet people as Gen Z, and kind of the world we're in right now. Not going to solve it here on Vos Memos, but you know, another podcast I'm listening to, the Girlhood Podcast, hosted by Casey. The Girlhood Podcast, she's throwing a social club every month, and I brought my friend Courtney to the last one, and it was so much fun. We all like picnicked and had like blankets and Trader Joe's snacks. We were on like a little riverfront in Edina. It was adorable. And the next one, I'm really excited because I kind of helped out with the idea. We're going to do a build your own bouquet workshop, and everyone's going to bring their own like favorite flowers from Trader Joe's, and then, or I guess anywhere, and then we're all going to combine them together and then do like a little mix and match, create your own bouquet. So I think that's going to be really fun. That one's next month, and I'm very excited to go. And it was hard to meet people at this last one because we were all just like in a circle. It was more of like an icebreaker session, but I think in the next one, it's going to be a lot more like interactive, doing an activity together. And I'm really excited to meet more of the girls. Okay, so that was kind of a detour from the 100 listeners, but that's just really exciting. Like I said in the last episode, or maybe a couple episodes ago, my tagline has always been, if I shout into a void, who knows who's listening? And now I know like 100 people are listening. So yeah, I mean, I always go back to like, people on social media, they get so down on themselves when they start a new account or something, and they're like, oh, I only have 20 followers, or only got like 10 likes. But it's like, if 10 people complimented you in one day, it would be like the best day of your life. And you never think about how many people, like a view is actually somebody behind a screen somewhere else in the world. So kind of puts things in perspective. The other thing I want to celebrate is I got the third draft of my manuscript done. Oh my goodness. I don't know how many times I can read that book again. I'm on outside of the manuscript, my manuscript, I'm on like my 14th book of the year. But that doesn't count that I've read this manuscript 3 times. So, and it's the size of a full-length novel. So I'm really excited to hand it off to the beta readers. I have my close friends, Jaria and Autumn, reading it. And Jaria has a bit of an editorial background. And Autumn is like my best friend ever. So they're reading it. I trust them to give me the hard news and the good news, because I'm sure there's more to improve on. I just could not add any more without some external feedback and guidance. So I really appreciate them for reading it. And I'm so nervous because my book is like my baby. And I've like been putting my heart and soul into it for over 2 years now, because I wrote it over the course of 2 NaNoWriMos, National Novel Writing Month. And I've been editing it since November 2023. So it's kind of like every other month I pick up the manuscript again and just go over it. Unlike the manuscript song from Tortured Poets Department, I'm not reading it now and then. I'm reading it all the time. So, yeah. I'm very nervous to get the feedback. I hope it's mostly good, but I trust them to give me the harsh critiques if I need them, because they're the first people that are reading it besides me. So it's kind of a big deal. So I'm celebrating. Cheers. Okay. And on to living my best life. Being an adult on your own. So good. Some days are really tough. Like, you don't want to cook. You don't want to clean. You don't want to go to work. But the freedom to be yourself and explore the surroundings and explore who you want to be just feels so good. And that's why I've been taking myself on little coffee dates around Northeast Minneapolis. The hot girl walks are back, people. The temperatures are rising. The sun is shining. And I just want to get outside, get my steps in. And, I mean, I'll be honest, I'm not very motivated to do my hot girl walks, but it makes it a lot more motivating if I know there's like a sweet little treat at the end of the walk. Which is why I love living in the proximity of so many coffee shops. So cheers. I like, there's so many in just like a mile radius of me. And which is the perfect length for a hot girl walk. And so my favorite that I've been going to recently is the Briar. And you wouldn't know it from outside of the building, but because it's just like this, what is the word I'm looking for? Subtle. Nondescript. That's it. It's just this nondescript blue square box of a building. And then it has these really rustic doors. And you open them up and it's like the cutest, most vintage, retro coffee shop / bar / restaurant. Love it. Love the combo, right? They have a great little patio. I haven't gone too late in the evening, but I think it would be so amazing in like a late night summer. Go for a little drink. They have happy hours there. They have like mocktails. The last time I went, I got a what did I get? It was a black milk tea, and it was on their non-alcoholic like mocktails list, which like normally that would not be on a mocktail list, but it was, because it had some fancy like cherry syrup and like some bitters in there. So it was a little more elevated than your typical like black milk tea. But I just loved that. Like, and I went out on the patio, I had my fancy drink, and I was reading A Court of Mist and Fury. And it was just lovely. I just walked there after work and was living my best life. And that's kind of my goal for the rest of like these warm seasons. Or warm months, is just to be constantly out on the town. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It's just a little coffee when I can get off work and get my steps in. It's great. And it was on like a work from home day, which is when I don't get very many steps. Okay, next on the list. And I don't think these are in order of my favorites in Northeast, but Karma Coffee, always amazing. Never have to wait in too long of a line. And their breakfast sandwiches are to die for. And I love their vibe. Just, I mean, they existed before Karma, the song from Taylor Swift. But it's definitely got Swiftie energy. Like, just, like, lots of, like, flowers and, like, interesting drinks and teas. So I love it in there. And that one is especially great in the winter just because they have huge windows. And you need that vitamin D in the winter. So I like that one more for winter. They don't have a patio. Mojo has a great patio. And I'm really excited because Arta Whirl is coming back in May. That was like half the reason I moved to Northeast was because of Arta Whirl, which is a huge art festival in Minneapolis, Northeast Minneapolis, where all of these private workshops and galleries, not galleries, studios, all these private studios open their doors and the artists are there and you can go see their work, see their space, see their process, see their flow. And there's like a little trolley that takes you around to like the different gallery buildings or studio buildings. And there's just like last year there were these amazing wine slushies. Definitely a highlight. And Mojo is a coffee shop / gallery studio space. So that was like our first stop at Arta Whirl last year, me and my boyfriend. But this year, they're probably my closest stop again. So I love Mojo for that. They also frequently have live music. So it's just a great vibe to get some work done, enjoy some music, enjoy their patio. So I love Mojo. Sips. Sips is one of my more recently discovered coffee shops in Northeast. They're kind of harder to find. They're in like a shared warehouse type building. And yeah, I wouldn't say it's like the vibe where you would like be taking Instagram pictures or anything, but they've got very affordable coffee and teas and food, and definitely like a place if you want to just like hunker down for a bit. And then Matchbox has been one of my favorite like hot girl walk destinations just because you can't really stay there. So it's like tiny, as the name implies. And so that's more of like an in and out type of place. And so on a hot girl walk, that's really good to like keep me going. Like, can't just sit down and read a book here. Like, you gotta keep moving along. So I like Matchbox for that. I mean, martinis are just such a good like all in one snack and a drink in one. I know the Bloody Mary kind of like goes overboard with that, but martini is like a good second choice. And you know, this is not a coffee shop, but I went to Earl Giles with my friend Victoria. Shout out Victoria. Thanks for listening to the pod. And they had this deal going on, martinis and weenies. And the proceeds went to like a humane shelter, which is very cute. But my one complaint would be they didn't have a basic martini as part of the deal. It was like $20. You got a fancy hot dog. And you could choose between like a non-alcoholic pina colada type drink served up in a martini glass or more of like a key lime pie martini with air quotes. And I'm just like in my martini era and they didn't have a regular martini as part of the deal. I'm like, I'm a salty, savory person. Like, I want my martini. That would go so well with a hot dog. I don't know. Like, I felt like a Karen in that moment. I was like, well, can you do a normal martini with this? And she's like, no, you'd have to order that like separate and blah, 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 and make your own donation. I'm like, that's not the point. Why are you calling it martinis and weenies and you don't have a normal martini? I'm not a martini purist at all. I'm the newest person to the martini space. I love my martini as dirty as it gets, but it's still a martini. So I don't know. If I was doing the deal, I would have had a normal martini as one of the options. It's not that hard to add a third option. Normal martini. And it's a distillery. Earl Giles is a like very fun. I loved it there. Loved the vibe. We stayed there for so long because we were just enjoying ourselves. They're a distillery. So like show off the gin or the vodka. Like, honestly, I probably would have had just a flat, no dirty, like, gin with a twist, like a little lemon twist, if that had been an option. But I don't run Earl Giles or their marketing department. So we ended up with a beautiful pizza and our own drinks, and that was great. Anyway, we got two more coffee shops that I want to do a little review on. Oh, God. I didn't look up how to say this one before. It's a French bakery. I'm going to, like, put it into Google Translate. Oh, my God. Yesterday, my internet was out for so long. Was it yesterday? Yeah. And I'm so proud of myself. I reset the modem all by myself, followed the instructions on the website. After it had been out for like an hour and a half, I was like, okay, it's not coming back on its own. So I reset it, and then nothing happened, and the little button started flashing red, and they didn't stop flashing red. So I got on the phone with, well, not the phone, a virtual chat with their support for this Wi-Fi. And after they like had me on hold for like 20 minutes, they finally connected me with someone. And then that person ghosted me. Like, it said I was connected with a representative, and I like said hello. I told them my problem. No response. I'm like, why am I getting ghosted by a customer service rep? Luckily, after that happened, the internet came back like 20 minutes after I reset the modem. I'm like, that's not normal. And then today, my like property manager texted everybody, and she's like, hey, like, we've been getting some internet complaints, but like, that's not us. You have to contact the internet company yourself. So I was proud that I was not part of that group that tried to like file a work order for the internet, because that's not how it works here. But now it seems like it's happening again. So I got the translation up. This is how you pronounce it.
La boulangerie Marguerite.
La Boulangerie Marguerite, which just translates to Marguerite Bakery. That makes sense. I just got intimidated by a lot of vowels. And I did not major in French. I mean, that one, I just visited with my sister. And we had a great time. I got the soup du jour, which I learned just means soup of the day. This whole time, I thought it meant something like special. I mean, special soup, that would also still make sense, but I didn't really think it meant soup of the day. That's what it means. Soup du jour. And I actually haven't tried their coffee yet, but I can tell from the vibe it's going to be good. And it's going to be one of my hot girl walk destinations in the near future. So, yeah, very cute cafe, and it has like a little patio outside with some garden planters, and the inside's very nice with like a beautiful bakery, as we have learned that the name implies. So that's been a new find. And then Curioso Coffee Bar, which is actually inside of Broken Clock Brewery, is also one of my recent faves, because they have a patio that looks out over the river. And I think everyone thinks about Prize Brewing or Brewery for like a view of the riverfront, but they forget on the other side is Broken Clock. And I don't know, Broken Clock, I love Prize, don't get me wrong. I had my birthday there. I love their peach sour. But Broken Clock is very like community events, and like there's a pool table, and there's arcade games, and there's board games, and there's a bookshelf, and I don't know. It's just feels very local, so I love it for that. And then they have coffee and the beer, so if you're not really feeling having a drink, you can have a coffee. I'm feeling martini. They don't have that there. So that was my little Northeast coffee shop virtual tour. If you ever need a place to go to get a quick pick-me-up, I think any of those would be great. And if you can walk there, even better, because hot girl walk. Get your steps in. Okay. So I have two more points here about living my best life. First off, enjoying nights in. Bobby has made this so much easier. I think before I had Bobby, I really had some serious FOMO. Not that I even have that many friends here that I would be like looking on Instagram stories or something and be like, oh my God, I'm missing out. Just that, like, in general, I'm like, it's Friday, why don't I have plans? Or it's Saturday night, why don't I have plans? And it's like, it's just not realistic to have plans every night of the weekend, every weekend. And so, like, last weekend, Grant was out at a golf bachelor trip, and it was Friday night, and my weekend ended up filling up a lot, which was great. I love spending time with my friends. But Friday night, I just was staying in. It was kind of rainy, and I had my special tea, if you know, you know. And I was just happily drawing with Bobby. I was actually drawing Bobby because she was being so cute while she was sleeping. I was listening to the Tortured Poets Department, and we were, once Bobby woke up, we were just like playing and cuddling, and then I was reading my book, and it was just such, like, I was so happy I could have cried. And I really think, like, that's what I've been working towards, is just being happy by myself. Something my grandma told me is that you have to be good at and comfortable being alone as you grow up and as you get older. And I always thought, like, oh, that sounds like so lonely or sad. And then when I was with Bobby, I realized, like, no, that's like the ultimate way to be happy, is when you're happy by yourself and you can make yourself happy, like vice versa. Like, that's when I truly understand what she meant. And I felt so happy, like, just staying in. And side note, like, Bobby is the best reading buddy ever. She's, like, waking up because she's, like, hearing me talk about her. But she is just so cute. I'm, like, reading my book. She'll literally sit on top of my book if I'm not paying enough attention to her. But if I am and I'm, like, giving her pets while I'm reading, then she's fine. And she's just so snuggly and warm and, like, the best cat ever. Like, please get a cat. I think it's like adopt from a shelter month or something like that. Get a cat, but sorry, you're not gonna find a cat like Bobby. She's taken. I was just so happy. Like, finally, I'm enjoying the nights in. I don't feel like a loser, like, staying home and reading, because, like, that's genuinely what I want to be doing on a Friday night. Like, that sounds great. Like, perfect night. No notes. So, cheers to that perfect night. I've been talking a lot. Hopefully you've finished your drink by now. I can nurse a drink, like, all night because I just won't shut up. Hence why I have a podcast. Last thing, or tip, so that you can live your best life, sign up for newsletters. I know this sounds like old-fashioned and everyone just gets their feedback and or everyone gets, like, their events and, like, cool things to do from Instagram. No. As somebody that's deleted Instagram off her phone for over a month, woohoo! That just won't work for me. Like, first of all, even when I had Instagram and I was looking at it all the time, those events get lost so easily because Instagram doesn't show your feed chronologically, and event graphics, they're not getting a lot of traction, so they get buried unless the account posts about it like 10 times. And on their stories, like, you're probably not going to see it. And often there's not an easy way to save it. So I'm sure I saw hundreds of events on Instagram that were really cool, and I just never saved it and never followed up on it. So I didn't go. But now, those few times that I do find a cool event, I go, and they 90% of the time have a newsletter. Or, like, a cool gallery, they have a website, or a coffee shop, they have a website, and they all have newsletters, and those newsletters have cool events. So I sign up for them, and I get them in my email, and they usually don't bombard you. The ones that do, I just unsubscribe, it's that easy. But the ones that don't, they're sendingly, blah, finish the martini, now I can't speak. They're sending me, like, a monthly or weekly update about the cool events that they're having or that they know about. And it feels very local. It feels very underground. And I'm getting them in my email so I can add them to my calendar very easily. And I'm, like, so Gen Z for saying this. Like, oh, I discovered how email and newsletters work. Like, no. It's just, it takes a while to, like, curate a list that, like, is actually helpful. But now I have like the local galleries newsletter. I get one from like this really cool bookstore. I get one about all the vintage markets in the area. And I can find so many cool things to do, a lot of them for free, through these newsletters. So I would say that is my number one tip. Like, and it takes a while. If you move to a new place, it's going to take a while to find like one cool place that has a newsletter. But eventually, you'll build up a list and your inbox is just sending you all these curated, amazing events in your area. It's great. So, like, for example, I'm going to a gallery opening in my neighborhood this weekend. And I wouldn't have known about it except for this newsletter. And they had a newsletter at the gallery. So, like, that's kind of how the circle continues. So, yeah. Retro technology, right? Who needs Instagram? Like, you got newsletters. Honestly, it's my goal to get my newsletter off the ground. It's very slow because people don't care about newsletters. But if people did, I would launch a newsletter because that's how you actually, like, connect with people and build up a following and, like, give helpful information. Like, who cares about all these reels and shorts and TikToks? Like, you forget about it. In your email, you can actually click a button and save it to your calendar. And, like, that is what gets people to get connected in person. And that's just so important. We've really lost that connection. So that's my last note. Thanks for joining me for Happy Hour. If you want to follow the podcast, please subscribe on like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. And if you want to follow on Instagram, it's at Vos Memos. I want to share two links with you in the show notes. One on coffee dates and hot girl walks. I have a coloring sheet that you can do. It's called Clouds in My Coffee Coloring Sheet, which is kind of based off of that song, You're So Vain, and unintentionally based off the Sabrina Carpenter, That's That Me Espresso. It's got that kind of energy. So if you like coloring, I'll link that in the show notes. And if you want to know about all my coffee shop reviews and other cool restaurants / activities to do in Minneapolis and Minnesota, I will link my restaurant review database, Notion database, in the show notes. And you can check that out and maybe plan a cool date night with yourself or with a friend or with your significant other. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.